Hello and welcome to the Mountainbrook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, October 19th. We are going through the prayers of the Bible, and if you hear a little drilling in the background, just think about the progress that we're making with the renewal campaign. My office is directly under the second floor, so that means we're making some headway in the children's area. Super fun. I'm so excited. Can't wait to see more come to pass. If you haven't had a chance to go to the fourth floor where the youth are, it is amazing. A wonderful space. Also, the third floor classrooms are very beautiful. And of course, the gym, you've seen some of that already. Okay, we're in Ezra chapter 9. The prayer for the people's sin. So Ezra is praying to the Lord on behalf of the Israelites who have intermarried with the peoples around them. Now, it's just not a matter of the fact that one has brown skin and one has white skin or something like that. It's because these people were idol worshipers. They were going after the things of this world and the gods of the land with a little g. And God is displeased because these people, when they marry into idolatrous situations, they are carried away into idolatry themselves. And this is where we find ourselves today in Ezra chapter 9. The title in the message paraphrase says this: Ezra prays, "Look at us, guilty before you." After all this was done, the leaders came to me and said, "The people of Israel, priests and Levites included, have not kept themselves separate from the neighboring peoples around here with all their vulgar obscenities. Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Ammonites, Moabites, Egyptians, and Amorites. They have given some of their daughters in marriage to them and have taken some of their daughters for marriage to their sons. The holy seed is now all mixed in with these other peoples, and our leaders have led the way in this betrayal. When I heard all this, I ripped my clothes and my cape. I pulled hair from my head and out of my beard. I slumped to the ground, appalled. Many were in fear and trembling because of what God was saying about the betrayal by the exiles. They gathered around me as I sat there in despair, waiting for the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice, I picked myself up from my utter devastation, and in my ripped clothes and cape, fell to my knees and stretched out my hands to God, my God, and I prayed, 'My dear God, I am so totally ashamed. I can't bear to face you. Oh my God, our iniquities are piled up so high that we can't see out. Our guilt touches the skies. We've been stuck in a muck of guilt since the time of our ancestors until right now. We and our kings and priests, because of our sins, have been turned over to foreign kings, to killing, to captivity, to looting, and to public shame, just as you see us now. Now for a brief time, God, our God, has allowed us, this battered band, to get a firm foothold in his holy place so that our God may brighten our eyes and lighten our burdens as we serve out this hard sentence. We were slaves, yet even as slaves, our God didn't abandon us. He has put us in the good graces of the kings of Persia and given us the heart to build the temple of our God, restore its ruins, and construct a defensive wall in Judah and Jerusalem. And now, our God, after all this, what can we say for ourselves? For we have thrown your commands to the wind, the commands you gave us through your servants, the prophets. They told us, 'The land you're taking over is a polluted land, polluted with the obscene vulgarities of the people who live there. They've filled it with their moral rot from one end to the other. Whatever you do, don't give your daughters in marriage to their sons. nor marry your sons to their daughters. Don't make over them and get them to like you so that you can make a lot of money and build up a tidy estate to hand down to your children. And now this, on top of all we've already suffered because of our evil ways and accumulated guilt, even though you, dear God, punished us far less than we deserve, and even went ahead and gave us this present escape. Yet here we are, at it again, breaking your commandments by intermarrying with the people who practice all these obscenities. Are you angry to the point of wiping us out completely, without even a few stragglers, with no way out at all? You are the righteous God of Israel. We are, right now, a small band of escapees. Look at us, openly standing here, guilty before you. No one can last long like this. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here, Ezra is pouring out his heart to the Lord. He's reminded that they are already suffering the effects of their sin, and he is standing there with his brethren, just guilty before the Lord. And that is us as well. We are guilty because we continue to sin against the Lord. But we have the hope of the gospel that we also, because of Jesus Christ, stand righteous, as it says in Galatians, before the Lord, that we are righteous. And one day we will fully realize that righteousness. But in the meantime, we still are called to confession and for asking forgiveness for our sins. And so that's why I love to come back to a diary of private prayer, because the evening prayers often are prayers of confession. And so as we end the podcast today, I just want to read snippets of the evening prayer on the ninth day. Will you pray with me? O merciful Father, you look on the weakness of your human children more in pity than in anger, and more in love than in pity. Help me now in your holy presence to examine the secrets of my heart. Have I done anything today to fulfill the purpose for which you brought me into this world? Have I accepted the opportunities of service that in your wisdom you have put before me? Have I performed the duties of the day without leaving any undone? Give me grace to answer honestly, Lord. Have I done anything today to damage the Christian ideal of true humanity? Have I been lazy in body or listless in spirit? Have I overindulged my bodily appetites? Have I kept my imagination pure and healthy? Have I been scrupulously honorable in all my dealings? Have I been transparently sincere in all that I have claimed to be, to feel, or to do? Give me grace to answer honestly, Lord. Have I made more excuses for myself than I have been willing to make for others? Have I been a peacemaker in my own home, or have I stirred up trouble? Have I, while professing noble convictions for great causes, failed even in common charity and courtesy towards those nearest to me? Give me grace to answer honestly, Lord. Lord, it is only your infinite love, demonstrated to us in Christ Jesus, which has the power to destroy the empire of evil in my heart. Grant that with each day that passes, I may more and more be delivered from the sins that keep tempting me. Amen.